So welcome each one to the this morning, this afternoon, and evening. And before we begin reading from the Word of God, we'll pray to God in heaven. Father in heaven, we thank you for thy Son, the Lord Jesus. He was the one who we are all indebted to for salvation, those who are saved. We acknowledge it was his mercy that we ever were saved, and we cry to thee and pray for those who are not saved. And I see that thou wouldst work in their lives and we cannot do. Yeah, I see that thou wouldst watch over us now. I see to bless each one and pray for those that are not here but represented and sometimes usually are here. Pray for Aldrin and Rose at this time and the family. We just commit them to the hand. And we just ask that thou wouldst work in our life and comfort them. We just ask that thou wouldst watch over us now from beginning to end in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And
amen. Amen.
So we're going to begin reading in the book of Luke, chapter 10. And go ahead.
Tayo po ay mag-uumpisa sa pagbabasa sa mga talata na nagmumula sa aklat ng Lucas, chapter 10.
And verse number 25 to verse number 35.
Would you like to read it in English first, Dave?
I might as well. Yes, I'll read it.
Yeah.
Verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, that's Jesus said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he, the lawyer, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee.
Okay, atin pong basahin sa aklat ng Lucas, 25 hanggang 35. Verse 25. Isang dalubhasa sa kautusang Hudyo ang lumapit kay Jesus upang siya'y subukin. Guro, ano ang dapat kong gawin upang magkaroon ako ng buhay na walang hanggan? Tanong niya. Sumagot si Jesus, ano ba ang nakasulat sa kautusan? Ano ba ang nababasa mo roon? 27. Sumagot ang lalaki, ibigin mo ang Panginoon mong Diyos ng buong puso, buong kaluluwa, buong lakas at buong pag-iisip. At ibigin mo ang iyong kapwa gaya ng pag-ibig mo sa iyong sarili. 28. Sabi ni Jesus, tama ang sagot mo, Gawin mo iyan at magkakamit ka ng buhay na walang hanggan. 28. At upang itaas ang kanyang sarili at huwag siyang lumabas na kahiya-hiya, nagtanong pa ang lalaki, sino naman ang aking kapwa? 30. Sumagot si Jesus. May isang taong naglalakbay, hinarang siya ng mga tulisan. Kinuha pati ang damit na sa kanyang katawan, binubog at iniwang halos patay na. 31. Nagkataong dumaan doon ang isang paring Hudyo. Nang makita ang taong nakahandusay, lumihis siya at nagpatuloy sa kanyang paglalakad. 32. Dumaan din ang isang Levita, ngunit nang makita niya ang taong binubog, lumihis din ito at nagpatuloy sa kanyang paglakad. 33. Ngunit may isang Samaritanong naglalakbay na napadaan doon. Nakita niya ang biktima at siya'y naawa. 34. Nilapitan niya ito, binuhusan ng langis at alak ang mga sugat at binendahan. Pagkatapos ang lalaki ay isinakay ng Samaritano sa kanyang asno at dinala ito sa bahay panuluyan upang maalagaan doon. 35. Kinabukasan, pinigyan niya ng 20 salaping pilak ang may-ari ng bahay panuluyan at sinabi, "Heto, alagaan mo siya. At kung higit pa riyan ang iyong magagastos, babayaran ko sa aking pagbabalik." Oh, we can't hear you, Dale. You're mute.
Thank you so much. Okay. Very, very good. Appreciate that. And so the next reading we'll read is in the book of Acts, chapter 4. Acts chapter 4 and verse number 12. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. So that if you have a Bible, you can follow along. These are the verses. Neither is there salvation. Now, this is Paul writing. This is Peter speaking. And he said these words when he was brought before the rulers of the day. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
At sa aklat ng Gawa, chapter 4, verse 12, ito ang salita ni Pedro. Sa kanya lamang matatagpuan ang kaligtasan, sapagkat walang ibang pangalan ng sinumang tao sa buong mundo na ibinigay ng Diyos sa mga tao upang tayo ay maligtas.
The next reading will be in Ephesians chapter number 2. Ephesians 2 and verse number 8 and 9. And this is where Paul wrote. And he's writing to Christians, and he wrote these words, wonderful words. Ephesians 2 and verse number 8 and 9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So verses 8 and 9.
At sa aklat ng Efeso, chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, ito naman ang isinaad ni Pablo sa mga Kristiyano ng kanyang kapanahunan. Sapagkat dahil sa kagandahang loob ng Diyos, kayo ay naligtas sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya, at ang kaligtasang ito'y kaloob ng Diyos at hindi sa pamamagitan ng inyong sarili. Verse 9, hindi ito bunga ng inyong mga gawa, kaya't walang dapat ipagmalaki ang sinuman.
And the next verse We'll be in Titus chapter 3 and verse number 5. Verse number 4 and 5. In English, it says, "But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared," verse 5, "not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost."
At sa aklat naman ng Titus o Tito sa Tagalog, chapter 3, verse 4 and 5. Verse 4, "Ngunit nang mahayag sa atin ang kabutihan at pag-ibig ng Diyos na ating tagapagligtas, iniligtas niya tayo hindi dahil sa ating mabubuting gawa, kundi dahil sa kanyang habag sa atin. Tayo'y ipinanganak na muli sa pamamagitan ng tubig at tayo rin ay binago ng Espiritu Santo."
And we'll read one more portion, one more scripture. It's in the book of Jeremiah. In the Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 8. Excuse me, and verse number 20. Jeremiah 8 and verse 20. And this is a verse that's quite solemn. Verse 20, "The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved."
At sa aklat ng Jeremiah sa Lumang Tipan, Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 20. "Dumaan na ang tag-araw, tapos na rin ang anihan, ngunit hindi pa kami naliligtas."
Thank you so much. Maraming salamat. So these verses, there are a lot of verses that we have read this morning, but they all have one common theme, is that, and that is the word saved or rescued is in the thought.
So sa ating mga talatang ating binasa, bagamat ito'y marami, ngunit mayroong nag-iisang salita na dapat nating pagtuunan pansin. At ito ang salitang save o pagliligtas o kaligtasan.
When we think of this man who went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, he needed to be saved physically.
At kung ating pagtutuunan ng pansin ang ating binasa sa aklat ng Lucas, sa lalaking ito na naglalakbay mula Jerusalem patungong Jericho, siya ay nangangailangan ng kaligtasan.
The Lord Jesus was telling this story, this perhaps an event that happened, to illustrate what it means to love your neighbor as yourself.
At ang Panginoong Jesus ay nagbigay sa atin ng isang kwento na kung paano nga ba natin iibigin o mamahalin ang ating kapwa.
At the end of the story, you're left with only one individual that really loved his neighbor as himself, which was the Good Samaritan, and that was the Lord Jesus in our story.
At sa katapusan ng ating binasa sa aklat ng Lucas ay ating makikita na mayroong isang taong siyang tunay na nagpapakita ng pagmamahal sa kapwa, at ito ang ay naglalarawan ng ating Panginoong Jesus.
In fact, a certain man that went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, it reminds us that we are like him.
At ang taong na atang lalaking ito na naglalakbay mula Jerusalem patungong Jericho ay naglalarawan, ay maaring maglarawan sa atin.
In fact, we are like Haven, that we are on the broad way going down to destruction.
At marahil kagaya ng lalaking ito, tayo man din ay nasa isang malawak na daan na patungo sa kapahamakan.
And this individual fell among thieves and he ended up half dead on the side of the road in the ditch.
At ang taong ito ay nakasumpong ng mga magnanakaw na ninais siyang saktan at nakawin ang kanyang mga pag-aari. At siya ay binugbog at siya ay iniwanan nila na halos patay na sa gilid ng daan.
And it only took one sin to bring a separation between God and men when Adam and Eve both sinned in the Garden of Eden and they were separated and they needed salvation.
At nangangailangan lamang ng isang pagkakasala upang tayo ay mahiwalay sa Diyos. Kagaya ni Adan at Eva, na isang kasalanan lamang nila ay naghiwalay sa kanila sa Diyos.
This man was half dead and we have been spiritually dead, not physically alive, anyone who is not saved.
At kagaya ng lalaking ito na halos patay na, tayo man ay gayon din ang kalagayan, bagamat hindi physical kung hindi ang ating espiritual na pamumuhay.
But we can read in Ephesians 1 where Paul wrote, "You who were dead in trespasses and in sins, now were made alive."
Subalit ating nabasa sa aklat ng Efeso na tayo man napatay sa ating espiritual na buhay ay pinagawang buhay sa pamamagitan ni Kristo.
And so the statement is clear that we all need to be saved.
At ang mga salita sa ating mga talata ay maliwanag na nagpapahayag na tayo ay nangangailangang magkaroon ng kaligtasan.
Peter said in Acts 4 and 12, he said, "We must be saved."
At si Pedro ay ipinagdiinan ang kanyang mga salita na tayo ay nararapat na maligtas.
This man in Luke chapter 10, if it wasn't for the good Samaritan that had compassion on him, there would be no one that would save him. And when we read the story, every other person, the other two people, they passed by and did not save him, did not help him.
At ang lalaking ating binasa sa ating mga talata, kung hindi dahilan sa isang Samaritano na siyang nagligtas sa kanya, siya ay maaring mamatay at walang isa man. At maging ang mga relihiyosong tao ng panahon na iyon ay hindi siya iniligtas.
And we think of when we think of the three people that were on the road, one was the man off the road. He couldn't save himself. And when we think about you, you are not able to save yourself.
At kagaya nga ng taong ito na ating binanggit, na nasa gitna ng daan, na nangangailangan ng kaligtasan at hindi niya kayang iligtas ang kanyang sarili, tayo man ay gayon din. Wala tayong kakahiyahan upang iligtas ang ating sarili mula sa ating mga kasalanan.
And so you cannot save yourself. The priest is like a religion, and religion cannot save us either.
At kagaya ng pari o ang paring Hudyo ay kagaya ng mga relihiyosong tao o relihiyosong pari na hindi rin kayang iligtas tayo sa ating mula sa ating mga kasalanan.
And we think about the Levite, he could speak to us of good works, and good works cannot save us either.
At ang Levita naman ay naglalarawan ng magaganda ng mabubuting gawa. At gayon din naman ang ating mabubuting gawa ay hindi tayo kayang iligtas.
And so the man is absolutely helpless. He cannot save himself, religion cannot save him, and good works cannot save him.
At ang tao ay ang lalaking ito ay walang kakayahan upang iligtas ang kanyang sarili. At maging ang relihiyon at ang mabubuting gawa ay wala ring kakayahan upang iligtas.
And suppose that that certain Samaritan never passed by that way, never drew near. This story would end, and this man in the ditch would remain, not saved.
At kung ang ang lalaking Samaritano ay hindi dumaan, ating isipin kung hindi siya dumaan ng mga araw na iyon, marahil ang lalaking ito ay mananatili doon sa gilid ng daan at walang magliligtas sa kanya.
But when we read about the Lord Jesus in Titus chapter 3 and verse 5, it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us.
At sa mga talata sa aklat ng Tito, na ang Panginoon hindi niya tayo iniligtas, hindi tayo naliligtas mula sa ating mabubuting gawa, kung hindi dahilan sa habag ng ating Panginoong Jesus, tayo ay naligtas.
So this man would have been really appreciative of the fact that this certain Samaritan drew near and helped him and saved him from the ditch and brought him to the inn and took care of him, and he will be so thankful.
At marahil ang lalaking ito sa ating kwento ay napakalaki ng kanyang pasasalamat sa Samaritano na siyang nagligtas sa kanya, nag-alaga at nagbigay sa kanya ng panibagong buhay.
Did you know that the Samaritan was given the outside place? He was one that the Samaritans were hated by the Jews.
At kung ating patuloy na pag-aaralan sa ating Biblia, ang mga Samaritano ay wala silang pakialam sa mga Hudyo, at gayon din naman ang mga Hudyo sa kanila, sila ay itinatwa ng mga Hudyo at sila ay hindi nakikisama, ang mga Hudyo ay hindi nakikisama sa mga Samaritano.
And this certain Samaritan is just a perfect picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, who told the story that he is the one who was despised and rejected of men, and he was a man of sorrows, and yet he was the one who came and drew near, and it was his mercy that by any of us are saved here.
At kagaya ng Samaritano, ito ay isang napakagandang larawan ng Panginoong Jesus, sapagkat ang Panginoong Jesus ay itinakwil ng kanyang sariling bayan. Siya ay nagdusa para sa ating mga kasalanan, at siya ay ay pinatay ng kanyang sariling mga kababayan.
And so let me ask you this question. Was there ever a moment in time when you, like this man in the ditch that was helpless, unable to save himself, was there a moment when you were saved by the Lord Jesus?
At ang aming katanungan sa inyo sa araw na ito, mayroon bang bahagi ng inyong buhay na kayo na inyong naramdaman na kayo ay kagaya ng lalaking ito ay walang pag-asa at walang kaligtasan, at kayo ay iniligtas ng Panginoon.
There has to be a time in your life when you have been rescued from your sin.
At kung kayo ay may kaligtasan, mayroong isang bahagi ng inyong buhay na kayo ay nailigtas sa inyong mga kasalanan.
It's an absolute necessity that we must be saved.
At ito ang ating malaking pangangailangan na tayo ay dapat na maligtas.
And those who are saved are so thankful for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, because it was only His mercy. We do not deserve anything as far as our own merit in being saved. We are dependent on everything upon the Lord Jesus.
At sa mga taong mayroong kaligtasan, kagaya namin at kagaya ng iba pang mga tao na naligtas na, ay napakalaki ng aming pasasalamat sa Panginoong Hesus sapagkat siya ay nagdusa para sa amin upang kami ay magkaroon ng kaligtasan.
And so let me ask you again, is there a time when you were rescued and redeemed, when the Lord Jesus, when you realized why He was there on the cross?
At muli ang aming katanungan, mayroon bang panahon o pagkakataon sa inyong buhay na kayo ay nagkaroon ng kaligtasan sa pamamagitan ng Panginoong Hesus na siyang nagdusa para sa inyo?
If religion can save you, or your good works can save you, or your own physical effort or something you can do, why was the Lord Jesus on the cross and why did He suffer for our sins?
Kung ang inyong relihiyon o ang inyong mabubuting gawa o ang mga bagay na inyong ginagawa para sa inyong sarili, kung ang mga bagay na ito ay magliligtas sa inyo, bakit ang ating Panginoong Hesus ay namatay at nagdusa para sa ating kaligtasan?
I'm going to go back to that verse in Acts chapter 4 and verse number 12 again. I'll read it in English. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
At sa aklat ng gawa, muli nating basahin ang mga talata sa chapter 4 verse 12. Sa kanya lamang matatagpuan ang kaligtasan, sapagkat walang ibang pangalan ng sinumang tao sa buong mundo na ibinigay ng Diyos sa mga tao upang tayo ay maligtas.
You know, we trust that as this meeting comes to a close, that you will consider and ask yourself the question, am I saved?
At sa ating pagtatapos, nais namin na inyong ikonsidera at tanungin ninyo ang inyong sarili na kayo ba ay mayroong kaligtasan.
Has there been a time when I left the road going down and I started going up?
Mayroon bang kapanahunan o mayroon bang pagkakataon na iniwanan ninyo ang malawak na daan na patungo sa kapahabakan at kayo ay nagsimulang maglakad sa daang patungo sa kaligtasan?
And so we're just going to close, but we just want to make sure that you know that salvation is available for every single person and it's available for you even right now.
At ang kaligtasan ay mapapasa inyo maging sa mga sandaling ito.
Call on the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. So we'll pray.
Tumawag sa pangalan ng Panginoong Jesus at kayo ay maliligtas.
Father in heaven, we are grateful for the Lord Jesus and thankful for the one who was the one who had mercy on us even before the foundation of the world. It was him that was determined that would come into the world to be the sacrifice for sin. We thank that he bore our sin in his own body on the tree and now can offer free and full forgiveness of sins and salvation from our sin, from the penalty of sin. We would just commit each one here to thy hand as well. I see that thou was working their life and in ways that you're able to speak to them, that they'll be saved. We ask thee to honor thy son, and we ask thee to glorify thy name for thine own purposes. We ask thy blessing upon us now. Thank thee for the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.